time.
Oh, yeah. It is that time. It's Hammer time. We're going to be hearing a lot more from Patrick Hammer during the regular season, of course, but no better time to see what's going on out in Rochester, out in Pittsburgh, the weather for training camp, whether you're a fan that's attending or a player or coach. Want to know what it's going to be like on the field? Pat Hammer joins me right now on the Western Hotline, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. It's been a little while, buddy. How are you?
I am fine. I'm living vicariously through you and your exploits and your travels and keeping up with you, man. That's a full time job in itself, you know.
Yeah. I can't even keep up with me sometimes, to be quite honest with you. But yeah, we had a great, great time. Have you ever been over there? You ever been to Italy?
Many years ago, yeah. I did Rome like you did, Naples. I did kind of the south. Went to this island called Capri, which is off the coast of Naples. Again, this was back way a long time ago. But just like you said, I heard you talking how old means a whole different thing over there. When you're looking at the Colosseum and all of that, and it's like, oh, this is like thousands of years old.
It's amazing. It really is. We did the north on this one. I've been to the south. I've been to Naples and went to Pompeii a couple of years ago. Yeah. This time was mostly Rome. And then we went up to Florence and Perugia. And then over to, I had never been to Venice or Lake Como. I did not. First of all, I did not see George Clooney, for everybody who asks. Como.
That's the first thing you think about when you think of.
Yep. No doubt. But boy, Venice, it truly is amazing to watch a city where it's just boat traffic everywhere and no streets.
Yeah. Yeah. And, and just the design of the city and how it functions and how, you know, one of the things that we're hearing though is what's their vibe towards tourists? Are they glad to see you there? Are they happy or do they think it's too much when they have
it's interesting you say that. Obviously it's a lifeblood, right? Of the economy, but the biggest issue, we heard this a couple times from a couple people, is there's so many like tourists now and it's getting so expensive. A lot of the natives are moving away and that's really hurting them. And they wish in a lot of these little cities, in a lot of these towns in Italy, it's becoming like they're kind of losing their original identity of the people, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know, and that's tough to see, but I understand. When people are coming in, the prices get jacked up, and the people who are living there can't afford to live there anymore. And they grew up there, right? That's their hometown.
Yeah.
And, the people are coming in from out of town. But, yeah, I mean, they also, you know, rely on a lot of the tourism. It was a great time. It was hot. As you can imagine, July in Italy is always hot.
Yeah.
And you come back here, and it was hot the first day. Then it got a little cooler yesterday, and then we're ramping back up. So let's talk about what it looks like out at St. John Fisher, at least for the next several days, if not over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, first, you just wish camp could have started yesterday because this is not, you cannot get more weather perfection than what's happening right now. I mean, this morning, I would even call it refreshing and reinvigorating. It was in the 50s and highs in the 70s, no humidity. It's just perfect. And it makes you realize that summers around here can just be the best weather anywhere. That's not going to last. The heat builds starting with the first day of training camp. So whereas Rochester today is in the upper 70s, tomorrow mid to upper 80s. I think the worst of the heat, if you want to call it that, comes after practice, which is a good thing. But Thursday is the day that it's going to be stifling. That's when you get the heat. It's going to be in the low to mid 90s in Rochester. And then the humidity, it's going to have that heat index, that how it feels could be closer to 98, 99 Thursday afternoon. So that's going to be the hottest day. As we head into, I don't know exactly the camp schedule, but I believe they have Friday, Saturday practice and not Sunday.
No, they're off Saturday. So it's 3 days and then a day off and then 3 days. So you got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, off day Saturday, back on the field Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Okay. So, starting tomorrow, it's going to get warm. The hottest day Thursday. It stays in the 80s on Friday. In terms of rain chances, the one day that you might have to navigate a little rain would be Friday. Mm-hmm. That has a thunderstorm chance. You know, I went back and looked at the last four training camps since COVID when they, of course, were here in Orchard Park. And every camp has had one, but at the max 2 days of rain to deal with. It's just kind of one of those things. You're going to get one day that a thunderstorm rolls through. the best camp ever was the camp 2 years ago when it was in the 70s and 80s, all camp long, no 90s. Hmm. Last year was brutal. It ended very, very hot. It was a very hot camp. This year, it's looking like it's kind of trending that way, because into next week, you're going to keep the heat at least through Wednesday, Thursday. But, you know, looking way down there, I see a weather situation not too dissimilar with what we're dealing now for the game, that the scrimmage that they play a week from Friday back here in Orchard Park. The weather then looks like it's going to get more like this again, which is a good thing.
Okay, good. So you mean like a little bit cooler, not as humid. You're not talking about like storms and everything like that, like anything
like
that.
No, I think it's going to be I would say a week of heat, and then followed by a transition to something that, admittedly, last week, I think you might have been out of town still, it felt like a touch of fall. Ooh. Like Thursday, Friday, it was crazy. It's mid-July, and it just felt like it kind of felt like that way this morning. I think we're going to trend that way towards the second half of camp, including the return, the scrimmage.
I mean, return of the red and blue, I think.
Blue. Thank you. Not the blue and red. Red and blue. I think it's going to be pretty comfortable as we head towards that Friday and then the following weekend.
Pat Hammer, WGRZ-TV2 Chief Meteorologist on the West Her Hotline. All right, so when the schedule came out, we kind of had this broad overview of what are we looking at that time of year in these cities. We're a little closer now. I know you can't specifically predict what it's going to be like week one, but what have the models or the patterns kind of suggested maybe as we're getting closer to September?
Well, as you look at the schedule, you realize that there's a lot of opportunities for wintry games towards the end of the year. You have the last quarter of the season. You've got, most of the games are in this direction, right? You've got Cincinnati, you've got Pittsburgh, you've got New York, of course, New England.
Every game the Bills play except for one is East Coast time, Eastern time zone.
Yeah.
And they're all indoors. I'm sorry. They're all outdoors at the end of the season like that. Yep.
Which opens the door for, weather impact games, if you will, towards the end of the season where maybe things are getting a little tight with the race, if that's how things go. So right now, that's going to be kind of our focus. Things look, things could go either way in those late fall games. But as you head into mid-November and beyond, that's when things could get a little dicier. And right now here it is midsummer, but there's a couple of little things that we're seeing. Nothing that's going to dictate where exactly we think the winter is going to go. But a couple of little signals are beginning to emerge that suggest. I know you and I have talked about El Nino, La Nina, and it seems like every year there's one or the other. It usually is the case that our coldest winters or maybe snowier winters are when you have what we call La Nada, meaning it's neither an El Nino or a La Nina. You're kind of in what's called the neutral phase. And that's where we're potentially headed, which could open the door for maybe a cooler winter than we've had over the last couple of years, and maybe a snowier one as well. So that's something we're looking at. There's the other thing is, if you ever get into not a strong La Nina, which we had 2 years ago, a weak La Nina, whether it's a weak La Nina or neutral, no El Nino nor La Nina, that's when you tend to get the colder, snowier winters here. Mm. So I'm not saying that's going to be the case, but that's a signal we're beginning to see, 4 months before the snow arrives.
What about before that? A lot of home games early in the season, right? I mean, you got you got week one at home, and then they go on the road, and then they come right back at night game on Thursday, a night game on a Sunday, and then a Sunday afternoon night game. I'm sorry, a Sunday afternoon home game as well. Have the models shown anything about where we might be early on in the season?
Well, first of all, you look at what's going on across the country now.
Yeah.
Every newscast that you see, or every, social media, news breaking thing, it's about flooding, right? Mm-hmm. There is just flooding here, flooding there, rain everywhere. Texas, which is usually baking in the summer, is just, having these horrible flood situations. What's interesting though, is that it's wet everywhere but not here. It's been incredibly dry, believe it or not, here in Buffalo. For the month of July, we've had a quarter of an inch of rain. That's it. Usually you can get that in 10 minutes. We haven't had that in the first 21 days of July. So what we're seeing is that this summer is behaving very differently than last summer or the summer before. So what does that mean in terms of late summer, early fall-like weather? I just have a hunch it's going to be different. It seems that heat does not want to lock in across. We've had some hot days, mm-hmm. but we haven't had any like sustained heat here.
Right.
We haven't had any perennial wet periods. I know we all think that we had this horrible spring. Yeah, it was kind of wet in May and June, but it wasn't awful. And quite frankly, since the calendar flipped to July, hey, go play golf. Hit a drive. Hit the fairway. You're going to get an extra 100 yards on your drive right now because it's so dry. You know, it's and what that means is that there's an opportunity for the early part of the football season. You know, it's hard to give it a definite. I just don't see any sustained heat mm-hmm. around here building for August into September. If that's kind of any, you know, link to what happens when the season starts. I just think this may be the peak of our summer heat in the next 5 to 7 days.
Pat, I will play in a desert if it means an extra 100 yards on my drive. I just want you to know
if
that.
If you hit one of those worm burner drives, man, you're going to go forever, right?
Yeah, no kidding,
The fairways are literally, I mean, I'm walking, I don't know, my backyard, I feel like walking on my lawn is like yes. walking on cornflakes right now.
Honestly, same thing. I came back from Italy. I've been gone for 10 days, and I'm like, oh, the grass. I look, and I'm like, it's not that bad, and it's super dry. I need to water it, actually. It's been so dry.
Right. Yeah. There are areas in our area, you know, the hills of the southern tier have been fine, but from the South Towns to Buffalo to Niagara Falls to Clarence to Batavia, it has been everywhere is wet across the Great Lakes and the east and the southeast, but the eastern lakes is one area that's been dry, and that's us.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, we're going to be talking a lot more, I'm sure. And as you know, over the next couple of months, we're getting there. We're here. It is training camp time. So enjoy it and keep everybody updated, as I'm sure you will.
All right. So I'll look forward to it. And we'll keep an eye to the sky on Friday. Some feisty little storms may move through camp.
Okay. We'll definitely keep updated there and let us know if anything we need to pass along there. And we'll do that for you. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Sounds good. All right.
You got it. Take yep. care. Yeah, I didn't talk with Pat about this because, you know, we didn't have enough time. But I will say, too, it's been a very, very inactive tropical season. I know we're only in, like, late July, but even by now, usually, you might have something out there. We haven't. I mean, a lot of times, hurricanes, when they actually form, aren't until August. I learned a little bit of this when I was in Florida for a while. They could be very early, too, but, like, Hurricane Andrew didn't hit until August, and that was right, many years ago. So you can have that. But I found it interesting that there hasn't been much in the tropics, like at all, through June and July. So you hope that's the case, you know, that you want to stay that way because these things can be devastating. But, you know, the weather out at training camp is going to be hot tomorrow to start, Thursday, I should say, to start. And as he said, maybe keep an eye out of the skies, maybe a storm or two rolling in. I don't think it's anything that should impact, like, you know, practice and going out there. If you have tickets, people have asked me about that, but I think we're okay there. But of course, stay updated. We'll let you know if anything changes as far as anything with practice and times and weather and all that here on WGR. WGR550.com as well. The Bills open training camp tomorrow. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Northtown Extra Point Show. One more segment left before training camp officially begins tomorrow, the next time we talk.